Hi, I'm Tonata with your Week in Review. Clean Energy Solutions, the country's first ever operational green hydrogen project, was inaugurated at Walvis Bay this week. The 220 million Namibia dollar hydrogen dune project is a partnership between Old Harbour and List and Belgium's CMB Tech. It features a solar-powered electrolyzer refueling station and training academy. Angie Scholz attended the inauguration, and here's her takeaway.
The Clean Energy facility will produce green ammonia using renewable energy sources, positioning Namibia as a strategic partner in the global energy transition. Officials noted that the project also demonstrates strong European-Namibian cooperation, strengthening ties while advancing investment into the local economy. With this inauguration, Namibia has taken a significant step towards its ambition of becoming a continental hub for green hydrogen and related industry. I'm Angie Scholz for Future Media News. Walvis Bay.
Then the Dowris Green Hydrogen Village also kicked off phase two to produce synthetic fertilizers by 2026. CEO Jerome Namaseb.
We are actually in the process of starting with the groundbreaking for the production of an ammonium sulfate fertilizer production facility, which should be in realization by the end of 2026. The facility is also producing agricultural produce. This is mainly, you know, cucumbers, variety of peppers, lettuce, tomatoes, and so forth, which we also supplying into their ongoing commerce regions.
Staying with renewables, the city of Windhoek unveiled an EV charging station. City spokesperson Lydia Amutenya has more.
The city of Windhoek is celebrating the Zero Emission Week, and this is global observance of four key environmental commemorative events that are highlighting the urgency of climate action, air quality improvement, as well as the sustainable urban mobility. As part of the Zero Emission Week, the city of Windhoek has also launched the electric vehicle exhibition, as well is the charging ports that is at the City of Windhoek head office.
Then Nassan Energy signed a deal with Vivo Energy to acquire 53 fuel stations. Here's co-founder Miguel Hamutenya.
So we do not work in isolation, but towards government's plea for locals to take ownership of our resources and allow job creation amongst our own. So therefore, Nassan Energy will emerge as one of the first privately owned major local oil marketing companies, OMCs, in Namibia. The transaction will elevate Nassan Energy to become the third largest player in Namibia's retail fuel market by number of sites behind Vivo Energy and Puma Energy, reshaping an industry traditionally dominated by multinational operators.
And public health facilities reported medicine shortages raising rights concerns. We spoke to human rights lawyer Norman Shombe about the impact on local communities.
The duty of a government, if there's any other duties, one would be that it's responsible for the welfare of its citizens, in particularly the poor who cannot support themselves financially. And we're failing as a government in supporting the welfare of our citizens, and with the lack of medicine not coming through because either the prices are inflated by middlemen or the government doesn't do a proper budget, the government is obviously failing for that. And it's about time that the citizens must always stand up and make sure that the government becomes responsible and make sure that a required amount of medicine is made available at various health facilities across the country.
In regional news, a Zambian court sentenced two men for attempting to use witchcraft against President Hakainde Hichilema. Then the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure has reported that Africa is facing annual disaster losses of $12.7 billion, with climate change set to worsen the toll. And South Africa's Wild Coast communities squared off with Shell at the Constitutional Court this week. Green Connections' Neville van Rooy.
We want to raise our voices and make it clear that we will not allow these companies to do reckless blastings in our oceans. We are against the polluting and looting of our oceans for profit gains for multinational companies. We want to send a loud and clear message.
Moving abroad, a United Nations inquiry declared Israel's war on Gaza a genocide, calling it the most ruthless attack since 1948. Chair of the UN Independent International Commission of Inquiry on the Occupied Palestinian Territory, Navi Pillay.
We published our report analyzing Israel's conduct in the Gaza Strip pursuant to the Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide. The Commission concluded that Israel has committed genocide against the Palestinian people in Gaza and that it is continuing with that genocide.
And finally, Michelle McLean was honored in New York as Global Businesswoman of the Year. Here she is talking about what the award means for her.
I'm very proud indeed to hold our Namibian flag up high. It's really surreal to see your photograph up on the NASDAQ building in Times Square in New York City and to be celebrated along with other professionals from around the globe in different industries for the International Association of Top Professionals. I'm extremely proud and excited to be able to represent Gondwana Collection as their International Business Officer and to be able to continue with this accolade the good work that we're doing in tourism and investment for Namibia.
We are seeing a huge increase of North Americans traveling to Namibia, not only as tourists, but also for investment opportunities.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.